Listening 114. Listen and read.
The Mysteries of Mars. People have always been fascinated by Mars, and it has become one of the most explored planets in the solar system. In the early 1600s, when the telescope was invented, astronomers looked up at the planet and wondered what it was like. Since then, as technology has grown, scientists have sent satellites to orbit Mars and robots to explore the surface. Over the centuries, they have discovered many things. The climate. Mars is known as the Red Planet because it is covered in red dust. It has violent dust storms, so the surface is always changing. It is the second smallest planet in the solar system, and fourth in line from the Sun, which means it can get very cold. The highest temperature on Mars is about 25 degrees Celsius, but the lowest is around minus 120 degrees Celsius. The discovery of water. Mars is in the middle of an ice age, so liquid water cannot exist on its surface at the present time. However, photographs show markings on the surface of the rocks. Scientists think these markings suggest there were rivers there. Perhaps this was because of melting ice, or perhaps there was rain and snow. Some scientists even believe a large ocean once covered the northern half of Mars. The surface. Mars has an interesting surface. Scientists think meteorites crashed onto Mars billions of years ago because it has many large craters. The largest crater is about 1,800 kilometers across. There are also mountains, valleys, and volcanoes. Olympus Mons is one of these volcanoes and is the highest mountain in the solar system. It's around 21 kilometers high, which is about three times higher than Mount Everest. The early missions. The first missions to Mars began in the 1960s, when the Soviet Union and the US began sending spacecraft to orbit the planet. These spacecraft took photographs and collected information about many things. Some of them tried to land on the surface, but these attempts were unsuccessful. Then, in July 1976, the first unmanned spacecraft landed on Mars. It was called Viking 1. In September, its twin, Viking 2, landed on a different part of the planet. These two spacecraft had computers that could record information around them and send it back to Earth. However, the spacecraft could only stay in one place, so scientists weren't able to know what the whole of Mars was like. In 1996, the Sojourner was launched. This craft was different from Viking 1 and 2 because it could move around, like a remote-controlled car. It was known as a rover because it could travel across the surface without a human driver and explore other areas. In 2004, two more rovers were launched and landed on Mars. These rovers were called Spirit and Opportunity. Unfortunately, Spirit has since become trapped and has stopped working, but Opportunity is still active. It continues to move, collect information, take photos, and report back to Earth. The landing of Curiosity. More recently, in 2012, NASA sent a new rover called Curiosity to Mars. This rover, which is the size of a car, has six wheels and is around 2.8 meters long. It can travel 200 meters per day. It has computerized equipment which can survey rocks, soil and dust. It has cameras which can send images back to Earth. It is the biggest and most advanced rover yet. Its mission is to find out more about the climate and geology of Mars, and also to find out if there was once some kind of life there. The future of space travel. Scientists have discovered a lot about Mars through satellites and different kinds of robots. However, they are working hard to improve technology. They hope that one day they will be able to send astronauts to walk upon the surface of the red planet so that they can learn more about the mysteries of Mars. Scientists also hope to develop ways to increase the number of people that can travel into space. It's already possible to pay thousands of dollars to book a place on a spacecraft and travel with astronauts. But as more and more people are becoming interested, companies such as Virgin Galactic are planning to provide a space tourism service. Virgin Galactic is building a fleet of commercial spaceships with the intention of making space travel a reality. And as the demand increases, the price of tickets will become lower. Then, travelling in space, or even exploring other planets such as Mars, may become a reality for ordinary people.